It's time. I am beyond excited because it is Lotus Life Deck time, okay? It is the life party. It's coming up, and I genuinely want you to be there. If you don't know who I am, my name is Lotus Saloba, and you are probably listening to this through my podcast. Please go ahead and check out any of the other previous episodes. They're all really good, fun, and informative. They will help you navigate any side of your journey that you are on. But let's say you're on the other side. Let's say I've done the shadow work, which I love to call shadow play because I think sometimes we take wellness super serious and there's an air of play that's involved that makes this whole thing even more enjoyable. But we'll talk about that real soon. You've done the shadow work. You've had the blood, the sweat, the tears, the dark night of the soul, and you are starting to see some sense of clarity. You're starting to realize, oh, these relationships, these environments, these perspectives aren't serving who I am becoming. And I either need to let them go, or I don't even know how to let them go, but I know that they need to go. Maybe you're there, right? Or maybe you've embraced a soft life and you already have that sense of clarity and that sense of confidence to live out your desires, to call them in, to know that you deserve to have them, but you are looking for the courage to endure and sustain, because to live a soft life in such a hard and challenging world, that resistance can rub you the wrong way and have you backtrack on all the progress you've made. I don't know where you're at in any of this journey, but I'm here to help you through it all. And the Life Deck Party is going to do just that. Every year, I do an annual Life Deck Party towards the end of the year. And I also will now include them every quarter because people have asked, and I really do my best to hold safe space whenever you ask me to. But this one is huge. We come together with incredible people from all over the world in the comforts of our home. We utilize the Lotus Life Deck. The Lotus Life Deck is a 17 plus page Canva template that I personally created with Source, God, Universe, whoever you call on to in your time of need, to help you navigate life with ease. We focus on every area of your life, from self-concept, helping you to rebrand your relationship to yourself, to the energy you carry, to how you look and how you want to feel, and how you want your body to look and feel. We're talking about all of that. We talk about the other primary relationships in your life, like romance, family and friends, your relationship to money, your relationship to the environment that you're in, and how you want to live in them, how you want to thrive in them. I help you create proof that backs it up for you. So when you have those moments of doubt, you can look through your deck and see in real time that people also believe in who you are, what your purpose is, and how you uplift and light up their lives. This deck is life-changing, and I know that you need it. And if you haven't, you know I have another message for you at the end of this. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. I created this life deck because I needed something for me. I was in a huge transition, leaving a 10-year relationship, navigating all of these other experiences in my career that I wasn't even sure I even wanted, having to also sort through friendships that may have been trauma bonding and I wasn't too sure, or I honestly just outgrew them, or they outgrew me. And it was a time of transformation. It was a time of transition. I was definitely in my liminal space, figuring out what made sense for me. And I realized that one, I needed clarity. I didn't know what felt good in my life from what I thought felt good in my life and what I was told would feel good in my life. I did not have the confidence to really just let go of what was no longer serving me, be it a person, be it a space, or a perspective. It was really hard for me to just say no because I had grown so attached to those things. And my personal identity and energy was woven into each person or relationship, each space. And I felt like I would be losing a part of me and become incomplete without it. I don't know if you've had that experience, but I know I have. And I definitely did not have the courage to live out my dreams, to sit there and say, hey, I actually don't want a career. I just want to vibe through life and have money come to me and pay for all my necessities. That's really the truth. Because people would look at me like, what are you talking about? You need a career. You need to know how your money's going to work for you. And you need a game plan. You need a 10-year game plan. Otherwise, you're going to feel it. Like, I did not want to hear all that backlash, and I did not have the courage to say, that is what you need, and I love that for you. However, the way my life is designed and set up is according to my own beliefs and perspectives. And I do not have to subscribe to your beliefs and perspectives just because you have, or just because hundreds of other people or millions of other people have. Even if everyone else found it to be true, I am still allowed to create my own existence. That is the power and influence that I wield, right? The Lotus Life Tech helped me to gain that clarity, to know what felt good, to trust in my own judgment, because not only was I visually seeing it, I was calling it in every single day. It gave me the confidence to lean into those desires, to enjoy how they felt, to claim them as my own, and it allowed me the courage to go and live them out loud, to be in spaces where resistance and contrast is present, and be able to dissolve them, be able to navigate through them, be able to grow through them, and enjoy the process. So if you are in any space that I just spoke about personally, you definitely need to be there. It is going to be so much fun, because not only are you getting access to the Lotus Life Deck, which again, I put my play, my joyful energy, my bliss, my love, and my confidence into, and my luckiness. And if you know me, you know I'm a lucky, lucky, lucky gal, okay? I poured that into this deck so that it could be enjoyable for you. So that when you look at it, it excites you. It taps into your inner creativity. It allows your inner child to run free because they feel safe too. It allows your ego to heal and be properly utilized to help you call in those things that you want. And it honors your highest self by reminding you that it gets to be easy if you want it to. And you can have whatever desire is in your heart. Your higher self placed it there for you. So if that sounds yummy and delicious, here's what else you're getting when you come to the Life Tech Party. Access to a mastermind of absolute geniuses. These are people who shake up the spaces that they're in, okay? I'm talking big wolf energy. When they show up, they show up. The energy is clear, it's vibrant, and it is collaborative. I love spaces like that. I thrive in spaces like that. And I'm actually really good at cultivating spaces like that. Every time someone comes to my event, they leave with a new friend or a new connection that's going to allow them to live in their purpose with ease. You know you want access to that too. So come to the Life Tech Party because they're going to be right there. And it's a community of people who understand how energy works. They understand the power of the tongue. They understand the power within their thoughts. They understand the power in with celebrating other people, because as you genuinely celebrate other people, your manifestations come in faster. Your blessings and miracles are amplified, because that is how energy truly works. They get that. It doesn't have to be taught to them. They know. They're looking for a fun and safe space to expand their own genius and to enjoy planning out and playing out their own dream lives. You will also, because I mean, again, I'm such a giving person, it's wild. You will also gain access to me and my decade plus wisdom and experience. I have constantly transformed my life. I'm a Scorpio stellium. If there's one thing I know, baby, I know rebirth, okay? I know transformation. I've been through the darkness. I've danced in the darkness, and I've basked in my light. And I'm going to show you how to do it. I can answer any of your questions on manifestation. I can help you navigate through any blocks you may have, no matter how old they may be for you, because we're going to be using emotional freedom technique. We're going to be using gratitude, the law of assumption. We're going to be using scripting. I'm bringing in special guests that will hold you and embrace you as you lean into this new life that you're living through their own genius. So you're getting that added support. And then you're also getting to practice in real time. You guys know I'm always talking about the importance of practice, practicing meditation, practicing EFT, feeling it in real time, how it's shifting your energy, how it's centering you, how it's clarifying you, how it's aligning you. That will all be happening in the course of 2.5 hours. By the time you leave the Lotus Life Tech Party, not only will you have a spark on where you want to focus in your life, you'll also have the endurance to sustain the momentum that comes with connecting to incredible and like-minded people, to rebranding your self-concept and honoring the star that you've always been, to tap into source, God, divinity, whoever you call on to in your time of need, and to putting yourself first and being unapologetic in it. You get to lean into that, weave that into your existence. So when you move into the next season of your life, the next year of your life, you are truly stepping in with a deep awareness that you can absolutely do whatever you desire. You're moving forward, trusting in yourself more, loving in yourself more, investing in yourself more, while also knowing that there are other people who are on the same journey as you. They might be a few steps ahead or behind, or they might be at the exact pace as you. And you're never alone in this cultivation of your dreams. It is a mind shift, and it is only for the people who are ready to enjoy a sweeter and softer, more satisfying life. If you're not there yet, it will most likely trigger you. I want to be 100% honest. I don't want anyone to come through and be like, girl, why am I being triggered? If you feel brave enough to stick it out with me, the breakthrough will come. I recently spoke to a one-on-one client who became a close personal girlfriend of mine, and she was explaining how she still showed up for the Life Deck party last year and that she had some resistance. She had some resistance in certain areas of the Life Deck, but a year later, she realized like, oh, it was really challenging me to enjoy my life, to sweeten my life, to be more playful in my life. And I wasn't ready to let go of those old and outdated beliefs that I wasn't allowed to, that I had to struggle, that I had to strive, that I had to have blood, sweat, and tears in order for anything that I do to be of value in life. And the minute she had that aha moment, her entire vibration shifted. So again, we're planting seeds at the Lotus Life Deck party. For some of us, we're in that vibration where those seeds will start to bear fruit almost immediately. And for some of us, we're in our bamboo season. We're going to need some time for it to fertilize, for it to reprogram, for it to weed out anything that's not going to help it sustain itself. But when it does, because it does, life continues to blow your mind. If you're like, I definitely need to be here. This is getting very cute, Lo. Give me the details. All the links that you need, okay, to get your ticket, to attend, they're in the description for this podcast episode or voice note, however you're getting it, okay? You'll have links that accompany this. But I want to go over some guidelines. I like to call them guidelines for the event if you do decide to come, all right? And then afterward, a message for my people who already have the Life Deck because it's a special invitation for you. I have guidelines because I want us to remember that I'm creating an energetic container. And in that container, you get to feel safe. You get to explore and discover who you are outside of the noise and the pressure and the responsibilities and the titles and obligations of your current reality. So in order for that to be sustained, we have to have guidelines that are going to help us navigate this new space that we're in. So that even if we do feel triggered, we know that we are being triggered to explore what we need to let go of and that we're in a safe space to do it. First and foremost, I want you to dress up for this. I know it's a virtual event, but I want you to dress up and I want you to be cozy and dress up, okay? There is a cute and cozy and you know what that is for you and I want you to live in that truth. Get a little dolled up if you want to. Put on your favorite lip gloss, okay? You all know that I'm a beauty practitioner and a glamour quote-unquote witch. I don't say witch, but you know, for the girlies that need to hear the word to understand it. I talk about it a lot on TikTok. There are videos on that for you to dive deeper. But when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you do good. And when you do good, you live good. It is literally that simple. So when you come to the Life Deck party, wear something that when you look in the mirror, you're like, damn, you look good. And I love that for you. I want you to feel cozy. I want you to be able to look in the mirror because we might be doing some mirror work, okay? I have an outline, but I let source guide me, okay? I want that reflection to really give what it needs to give. So come, hair did, nails did, everything did. Wear your favorite accessories. Put on your favorite perfume, even if it's just you smelling it. Really get excited to show up by looking your absolute best, whatever that means for you. As long as it feels cute for you, and it feels cozy for you. Next up, this is a dry event. I am asking you, with all seriousness, to not drink any alcohol, consume any alcohol during, before, or even after the event, at least until the next day. And the reason why I say this is because alcohol is a depressant. I don't mix my alcohol with wellness personally. When I host events, you know this. If you've ever been to an in-person event, I do not use alcohol because it tends to reveal the other sides of us that we're not aware of. And if you are not someone who is constantly practicing managing your energy, you don't know what's going to spill out of you when you have a sip of your favorite drink. So I'm asking you for your own well-being so that you can also enjoy this event, as well as for everyone else who will be coming to the event, to not consume alcohol. It is extremely important. And there are alternatives. You can definitely use plant medicine if you want to, because those are heart-opening practices. So if you want to use something like cannabis or a certain psychedelic that you have practice with, okay, please make sure that this is something that you do and you know how to contain yourself. You can also use CBD. There are really fun mocktails that include kava or CBD that will still help you take off that edge if you experience social anxiety or you want to feel a little bit more bubbly without it triggering any type of depressant episode that you may or may not be aware of. For the safety of yourself in your journey and others, no alcohol, but plant medicine is welcome. Next up, you're going to need a journal and a pen. We're going to be doing some scripting. We're going to be doing some journal prompts. And I really want to make sure you have the time to write these things out. If you are not into writing, then make sure you have something where you can voice record. So if you know you're going to be using your phone to voice record or do voice notes, make sure you attend the event on your laptop or your other device. So that way you can do what you need to do. But you need something that's going to help you document your journey and the questions that we will be talking about and the insights that are going to naturally come up for you during the Life Deck Party. Collect your pictures and your memes ahead of time. Once you get the Lotus Life Deck, you will see that you will have the option to, in Canva, upload pictures and images. You want to do that prior to the event because it can be time consuming. I'm constantly updating pictures through Canva. My cheat code is downloading the Canva app and uploading pictures through the app whenever I see them on Instagram or Pinterest or Google. I save them to my phone and then I upload them to Canva. So that way, when I'm ready to update my life deck, all of the fun, beautiful images that inspire me, the memes that really move me, are right there for me to copy and paste to whichever page of the deck I want to put them on. That's very important, and that is going to take some time. But again, let it be a fun process. Whenever you see a cute meme or picture on Instagram, create a folder and call it Life Deck and put them in that folder. So during Life Deck Party, it's easy for you to transfer them over. Same thing for Pinterest. Make a Pinterest board for your Life Deck and start adding the images of beauty, of body, of the energy you want to carry, the places you want to live, the people you want to be with, all the things you want to experience, where you want to travel, all of that would go there, okay? Preparation is key for shifting your life. If you're attending the event, I want you to skim through the life deck, but I don't want you to start it on your own. That is a must. Look through it, get familiar with it, but do not start it on your own because I'm literally going to guide you through it. So just look through it and see what categories you'll need pictures for. That's it. Now, if you're not attending the life deck party, but you have your own life deck, I want you to utilize the audio directions. They're there for a reason. Utilize the meditations and the wellness modalities that are built into the life deck because they will help you. If you start to feel overwhelmed, it probably means you're not utilizing the directions or the resources that are within the deck. And if that happens, I want you to pause, take a break, go play, and circle back around when you feel better. All right. Invite a friend that celebrates you. If you're like, oh, this all sounds really good, I'm so excited, and you are thinking of someone that literally anytime you have a win, they're like, oh, I love that for you. Invite them to come through. Let them also share in the magic of this transformational experience. I promise you, when two or more gather, God, source, divinity, whoever you call on to is near. The magic amplifies in ways that you got to experience to really understand. Only share the deck with those high vibrational people too. All right. If you are going to share the deck, please share it with people that champion you, that are your cheerleaders. If they question or doubt you at all, whether they're loving to you or not is irrelevant. If they plant seeds of doubt, keep them out. They cannot see your deck because once they see your deck and they start questioning it, you're going to start questioning it. Your love for them gives them more influence over your life than you realize. So it's super important that if you're sharing it, share it with people who champion you. I want to give a cute little disclaimer that this is all about you. So I'm going to be using verbiage that feels good for me, but you can always input what feels good for you. I use God, source, divinity interchangeably. I talk about my ancestors. You plug in what feels good. If it's not ancestors for you, maybe it's angels or spirit guides, whatever it is, plug it in for you and make sure that it feels good for you, because I'm gonna make sure that it feels good for me. Okay. And last but certainly not least, show up to the event. Don't let the end of the year blues, stress at work or in the family prevent you from coming. There's something waiting there at this life deck party for you that will shift your life. When big change comes so easy, we tend to self-sabotage because it keeps us in the familiar, even if the familiar is painful and uncomfortable and we genuinely don't like it. It's okay to explore the unfamiliar and the unknown. There are way more blessings and lessons waiting for you to enjoy. And remember, you'll be guided by a trained professional with a decade plus experience. There's really not much that I can't help you through when it comes to manifesting your dream life, believe it or not. When you can trust in me, which if you listen to this podcast, you have some type of trust and rapport with me. If you're looking at my social media platforms, you see the social proof. I am really living the life that I currently desire. And I'm also transparent and vulnerable about the ebbs that I have and how I navigate through them using the energy tools and healing modalities that I teach about all the time. I am constantly sharing this information. The trust is there with me. The question is, do you trust yourself? And I want you to, even if it's just an ounce, even if it's just a mustard seed, that is enough. Show up, let me hold space for you. Let your intuition do what it's supposed to do, which is guide you to the safe spaces and people that you need to be in for you to flourish, for you to live out your purpose and your passions with ease. So I'm really excited because I really feel like you're going to be there and we're going to have so much fun. Again, it is limited seating because my goal is for it to be intimate and impactful. So if you're like, this is a vibe for me and I know I need to be there, go ahead, check out the links, get your ticket. Your ticket will lead you to your life deck and your life deck will lead you to your new life. And I'm so excited for you. Oh my goodness, I'm so, so, so excited for you. I'm sending you so many blessings, so much love. And even if you don't attend, even if you don't get the life deck, it is okay. I just hope that you call in the next season of your life with ease, with whatever it is that you choose to use to help you focus and clarify, because you deserve to have an easeful life and it is possible. Don't let anybody tell you differently. Now, for my people who already have their life deck, special invite for you. If you don't have a life deck, by all means, go ahead, hit the links. This is not for you, okay? For the people who have their life decks, who have attended a previous life deck party, there is a section in the link that says for the OG gang. That is for you. Now you have some options. You can attend the life deck party for free, especially if you already brought the life deck before, or if you want to leave a love donation for me, you're more than welcome to do so, but either one works. You will have to be approved because I do want to make sure that it is you, right? That it's just not somebody who might have clicked the wrong thing or whatever the case is. So it will take you some time. But once you're approved, you'll get access to the link for the life deck party. And all you have to do is bring your own life deck. You already have access to yours. You can bring that one. And honestly, there will be more than enough time for you to tap in and focus on cultivating any area of your life that you want to use. I have a really beautiful flow for this event that will allow you to utilize breakout rooms to co-collaborate with other people who are in the same frequency as you, as well as coming together as a collective and playing through the life deck together. So it's still going to be beneficial for you. Don't think that it won't. I'm not teaching what I taught last year, but I'm teaching what I taught last year. When you know, you know. I'm going to give you new perspective. I'm going to give you new tools for you to use that are even more simpler and easy to infuse and integrate into your life currently. So please come through. I would love for you to be there, especially for you to share in your own experience, navigating yourself through resistance, staying in contact with me and what that felt like, and what you have been able to manifest from your life deck already. You sharing your energy and story is going to be so thrilling and enriching for those who have not had the experience yet. So again, come through, because you get to pay it forward to new people who are going to have this experience with you, but also for yourself, because when's the last time you check your life deck? And if it was this morning, I'm very proud of you. And if it wasn't this morning, I'm still proud of you, but come through to the event so that way you can update it, okay? All right, that's it. I love y'all. I'll see you soon.